Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But let me find favor in your sight. I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ.
The problem seems
right.
There was no way out.
I don't have to
think good.
Therefore,
I don't need
to be.
And it made everything okay.
But only if you have mercy.
So thankful. Don't deserve enough. I've been over and over and over again. And even after I repent, and I'm sure not to commit the same sin, I still am not staying free. I wanna be what you want me to be, but it will be only by your mercy.
Welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement on today in the stead of Brother Roger Jones. As a matter of fact, he will be presenting messages every Monday on this month in order to continue our inspirational mornings as Brother Jones handled some private affairs. We ask that you all will invite others to join the call so that, of course, we reach more ears and are able to encourage more individuals as they start their day. So please remember to share the number if you can, or do a three-way call to have others to join in on this ministry. If you have a prayer request at this time, we ask that you press the number 1 on your phone, and when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request, of course, today as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other, pray for every single family represented on the call, that God will bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayers on behalf of our ministers, that God will continue to bless them and that they are all continuing to take care of their mental capacities so that they're in a place where they can provide us with these words of encouragement, because we ask a lot out of them, and, you know, they also have their families and their church families in addition to mentoring or ministering unto us. I also ask your prayer on behalf of all motorists and travelers, especially the truckers, my husband and his friends in particular, that we respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to and from their destination safely. Thank you. Caller 6371, state your request.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Mary, and I'm asking prayer for myself. I made a decision about changing jobs, and I'm just asking prayers that I'm doing the right thing, and also for my health, and also for everyone on the call, and the Clark and the LeGrand family. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no other prayer requests at this time. I give you Brother Willie Bradshaw immediately following the words of encouragement. He will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. We're all in our places with sunshine and faces, and I never could figure out the rest of that song. Good morning to you, good morning to you. We're all in our places with sunshine and faces. Something about starting a new day. Well, we just hope that we are trying to start a new day, a new week, and a new month to start with on the 5th. Yesterday was the first Sunday of the month, and June is sort of moving on along, and this is my birthday month. Matter of fact, I'm just having to look at the thing myself. June the 9th, that'd be Friday. June the 9th is my birthday month. Well, I swan it, as they used to say. But anyway, we're just glad to have each one of you on the program today. And, of course, we will pray and always in prayer for Sister Mary as she contemplates her work, and especially for her health. And then she always ask for prayers for everybody on this call, and we do appreciate that very, very, very much. Boy, we had a super-duper day yesterday at worship, and I'm hoping that you are having a super-duper day at your worship and that you have grown past a lot of mess that goes on in congregations, a lot of feelings and emotions, and that you can go to worship and not just have to block out a lot of things that's going on around about you at worship, but that you can really put yourself into worship. There's so many congregations that's just not fortunate enough where you could go to worship and talk and fellowship and laugh and have fun and go through your worship service and after church stand around and hang around and talk and things that sort. A lot of congregations just can't experience that. Some of them I've been involved in. They go to worship with a lot of tension. I mean, good God Almighty, They go to church with a lot of tension, and they just open the doors, go to church with a lot of tension. After church, cut the lights out and go home. I mean, no fellowship, no talking, no nothing. Just, Lord, just get me through this morning. And I'm hoping that you had a super duper Sunday with you. Matter of fact, one of our members' mother passed away. We have three sisters in our congregation where their mamas passed away. And that funeral is going to be in Pensacola, Florida this coming Thursday. So we want you to pray for that family. Pray for that family that they'd be comforted, that they'd be confident. And matter of fact, they will bury their mother this coming Thursday in Pensacola, Florida. But they buried one of the ladies buried her son this past Saturday. So they had two deaths in their family this month. The mama passed away, and then one of the sons passed away. And then also, those of you who may be on the call who are in the Atlanta area, there would be the Church of Christ United in Songs. That's a singing group with about 100 members in it. Church of Christ United in Songs will be performing June the 10th. June the 10th, which is, well, that's this week too. June the 10th at 6 p.m. at the Hillcrest Church of Christ here in Atlanta, Georgia. This will be the last performance. They've had several performances, but this is the last night for it. So if you're in the area, or maybe if you're not in the area and you just love some good singing, this is a huge singing group. And it's directed by Brother McLean. Some of you know Brother McLean. And he's doing an outstanding job. So we plan to be there at 6 p.m. at the Hillcrest Church of Christ for this particular performance. And then, of course, our ladies are doing an excellent job. Matter of fact, they're going to have a meeting. Ladies ministry, not a ladies meeting basically, but a ladies ministry. They're scheduled to have a meeting on the 20th, June the 24th at 11 a.m. Out on the lawn on the back of the church, out on the grass is where they're going to have the meeting. And then we have a marketing committee that's doing an outstanding job as well. And so we're moving right along, and we do appreciate each one of you for your participation. And as been stated every morning when we come on, tell somebody else about the call. We'd like to know at least how many are on this call. Tell some other people about this call. All you have to do is tell them to just dial in, lay the phone down, put it on speaker, and just walk around in the house and do what they're going to do. You don't have to be tied down to a phone. Let them know that. Let them know that you don't have to be tied down to a phone, and you don't have to call in on no 15,000 numbers to get the call. Very simple numbers to get in on this call. And so let the people know that you don't have to be tied to the phone. You can just call in on a prayer call, 319-527-6203. Let them know what you do every morning for encouragement. Well, this morning, for just a few minutes, I want to mention something to you about the book of Psalms. I know you read books. I know you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you read some Old Testament books. But have you ever really studied on how that book become about in the first place, and what's some of the history behind some of the books? I know you read the passages, the things that have been said in that passage, but have you looked at how the book come about? But in the book of Psalms, and of course, mostly it deals around with David, but it has several different authors in the book. But the book of Psalms consists of 150 poems in difficult times. 150 poems. Those of you who are into poems, that's what this book is. And they saw, and some of them are songs. I need to research on see how many songs, because some of these verses that we had were sung before they was written like in the book, like chapters and verses. And matter of fact, Psalms don't have any chapters at all. They're all divisions, if you didn't know that. So like when you're reading in Matthew chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, Psalms don't have no chapters. They all have the first division and second division of Psalms. But anyway, for our inspiration this morning and for our encouragement of the book of Psalms, I list at least about 10 things that I want to mention about it. One is the psalm mentions about distress. It goes through some areas of poems talking about distress. And then it goes through some areas of poems talking about help from God. Then it talks about acknowledging our sins, our distress. And we know that David on several occasions was in distress. I want to mention these and then I'll comment on them the next time. Help from God and then acknowledging our sins, which is hard to do. To say, I have sinned. Not at church some Sunday mornings, people say, I have sinned and I've asked for the presence of the church and we're getting ready to go on vacation this week and I want you to have prayers for traveling grace. I'm like, hold up. You run them things too close together. Are you saying that you're going on vacation? Or are you saying that you're sinning? Which one are you trying to tell us about? Okay. And then the psalm tells us about guilt. And then it tells us about divine vengeance on enemies. I mean, it asks that question. And then it talks about rejoicing in God's deliverance from our sins and from our enemies. And then it rehearses a lot of events that happen. You maybe hear them two or three times throughout the book of Psalms. And then the book of Psalms talks about a worshiping God. And then one of the other things that it does is it talks about anticipation of what God is going to do. Then it talks about the human emotions and divine providence of God, brings our feelings and our connection with God. And so our encouragement this morning is Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing but in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passes understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Our Father, we thank you for this day. Continue to bless us as we go through this day. Be with Mary as she makes various decisions about her job, and especially be with her about her health and everybody else that's on this call that's going through something. Jesus loves you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and try to have a super-duper week.